Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Cause you know she's all about that kindness, no hate, yeah! Woo! Surprise! Meghan Trainor is back on the podcast today. She has returned! I mean, it's been, what, like 2 months and she's already back? How lucky am I? All right, I need to calm down. For those of you just tuning in to listen to Meghan Trainor, I promise I'm pretty much always this hyper. We are all about kindness and positivity here. So if you enjoyed this episode, please go back and listen to the others. Now, if you already listened to the first time that I interviewed Meghan, you will know something pretty funny happened during the interview. I mean, maybe it wasn't even that big of a deal, but in my mind, it was. So definitely go back and check out that story. The gist of it is that while we were talking, my Google Home went off in the background and started playing Meghan Trainor music really loudly, which is not great when you're trying to record audio. But she was so gracious about it, and we do touch on it during this interview. Before we begin, I have to give my friend Dara a shout out. She really is the reason that this interview happened. Meghan and I chatted on a Tuesday, I edited it on a Wednesday, and then you guys are listening to it on a Thursday, presumably.
Hello, people of the future.
Meghan Trainor literally needs no introduction, but she is a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, known for empowering hits like Lips Are Movin', No, and All About That Bass. I was so lucky to snag about 10 minutes with her. We talk about her new projects, which include joining the podcast world with her brother as a co-host, by the way, her baby Riley's love at first taste moment, and of course, kindness. Without further ado, please enjoy the magnificent Meghan Trainor. Hi, Meghan.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. How you been? I talked to you before. How are you?
You did, and I made sure I shut off my Google Home this time because last time it made a cameo, but I am just...
Oh, yeah.
I'm over the moon to be talking to you again, so thank you so much.
Yay, thank you. Thanks for your time.
Of course. Now, before we dive in, I'd love to know, since this podcast is all about kindness, what does kindness mean to you?
Oh, that's so sweet. kindness. Oh, man, what does it mean to me?
Yeah.
It's my favorite part about people. When someone does something nice for you, I don't know. It just makes everything much better. I think it's easier to be kinder than it's easier to be kind, and it's harder to be mean. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like more people should be kind.
I totally agree. Well, you always seem to lead with kindness, so thank you for doing that. And throughout your incredible career, are there any moments of kindness from strangers or fans that really stand out to you? I know you meet so many people that it might be hard to pick, but if any come to mind.
Every fan has been always so kind to me when I get to meet them, especially. So I would give them extra hugs. But recently, I have to say my co-host, Marcus Samuelson, I was just talking about this on Top Chef Family Style. He was a chef on the show and he was so beyond kind. And I was like 3 months after my C-section. I was exhausted. I was scared. I've never hosted before. And the amount of kindness he showed me was like, he'll never know how grateful I am for that. Down to like my feet would be hurting from the heels and he would run and grab my Uggs. And he would always make sure my family was there with me and always had a smile on his face. And the love that he and support and kindness that he showed me made that job like even better than what it was.
Aww.
There's the baby.
Hey, baby. Oh, my gosh. Literally right on cue, because the last time we spoke, I think baby Riley was maybe 4 months old or something. And unsurprisingly, you know, time has ticked on and he has grown up. And you have just like continued to rack up even more amazing projects. One of them seems to be inspired by Riley, your new partnership with the early childhood nutrition leader, Gerber. Ah!
So iconic.
It really is.
I grew up as a Gerber baby, and I always tell, like, when I see a gorgeous baby, I'm like, oh my God, it's a Gerber baby. Like, that's
right? I always no, totally.
That's my catchphrase. So yeah, this is so iconic for me because I truly actually was a Gerber baby. Like, that's all we ate. And I ate it for like way too long. I loved it.
Totally. It still tastes good, honestly. Like, my cousins still eat it all the time,
which is weird. I eat every, like, I taste a bite before I give it to them every time. And I'm like, oh, I just don't know. And I'm like, oh, delish. But I was terrified to feed him, and I really dreaded it. And then the pediatrician's like, okay, it's 6 months. Like, get it going. And everyone in LA was like, I cooked my own food. I loved it. I put it in ice cubes and I saved it. And I was like, Jesus, I don't know how to do any of that, but okay. So I tried, like, one day I tried with spinach and blueberries and a banana, and my food came out like brown and it didn't taste good. And I was like, but maybe he'll eat it anyways. But he made unhappy faces and he wasn't into it. And then my mom reminded me as a Gerber baby, and I was like, oh yeah, people like package food for you and make this easy. And I went on their website, they had like a whole starter kit. I was like, this is great. And they can show you like where the food comes from which farm. And I was like, that's important to me. I need to know what ingredients is going inside my baby's belly. And then luckily, like, we reached out and they wanted to do this partnership to promote this awesome thing they're doing, which is celebrating the baby's first taste. And we're asking all mamas out there, everyone out there, to post a baby picture of their baby's first taste with the hashtag GerberMyFirst. And the best part is, if you use the hashtag GerberMyFirst, you have a chance to win baby food for an entire year. Baby. I know.
Wow.
Do I get that too? But it's okay.
Yeah, right.
And then, like, if anyone wants more information about it, you go to Gerber.com. It's easy. I post a picture of my baby eating. And the pictures that we've seen already are so cute. Like, I had to repost them because the baby's faces are too good.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And when does that contest end? Because I need to find a baby picture.
Oh, the end of the month.
Okay, cool. I believe one of the kindest things that you can do for yourself is treat yourself to good snacks. I am such a foodie, and one of my favorites right now is Wisps. Wisps. Ah, it's even fun to say. Made from 100% real cheese, these airy and crispy bites come in 9 flavors, and let me tell you, they are all amazing. Not only are they tasty, but they're a good source of protein and gluten-free. AOK listeners can receive 20% off their Amazon order when purchasing Wisps by using promo code 20WISPSAOK. That's 20WHISPSAOK. Happy snacking! Also, I want to congratulate you on joining us in the podcast world with your big bro, Ryan. Yeah. I'm loving working on a podcast. It's so good, and I know it's new, but what has been the most surprising part of that journey so far for you?
Thank you so much. It's crazy. It's a new world for us, but what's been crazy is that it's the first work that I truly wake up and I go, I don't think like, well, except for writing songs, but it's like I wake up and I don't think like, oh, I got to go to work. It's like, oh my God, I can't wait for family therapy. Like, I get so excited because it's truly just like an excuse for me to have family therapy with my brother for an hour. I love it so much.
It's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing it with us. And like you said, it really puts your fun sibling dynamic on display. And I know you have even more people coming on. But sometimes, I know for me, it can be really hard to have these serious chats with your family. Like, me and my fam, we're always just cracking up. So sometimes when we have these like heart-to-hearts, we're like crying, but also still laughing. Do you have any advice for just like opening up to your family for people that find that difficult?
I mean, I'm very lucky. I know families are all different. It's like relationships. I'm very lucky. I have my family are my best friends. Like, truly, they live in my house. They're with me every day. I'm just really lucky that I have that support and love from them. And I'm always really open with them. So this wasn't like too scary, but we did an episode coming out this Wednesday about my brother's sobriety. And there were things that I had no idea about. And he's never even seen a therapist. So for him, like, we sat him down and he started talking. And there was a moment where the lights went out and we had to fix it. And he looked at me and was like, I hate this. I hate this. I hate this. Like he was literally having a panic. And I looked at him and was like, it's okay. Like you're in a safe place. Like we got you. I know it's uncomfortable, but once you get it out, you feel so much better. And he did. He let it all out. I learned so much about him that I didn't even know. And it's crazy because you're with that person every day. But like what addicts can do is, it's frightening, but it was so good. And he now sees like, oh, I'm like, I can't wait for people to hear the episode because it will help so many people. And when he sees that, like, it's over. It's all coming out. And
yeah, it, right.
It's just really beautiful to watch.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And it's like pushing through that fear and that discomfort is usually what breeds something like so beautiful and helpful. So I can't wait to listen to that.
Yeah.
And it's just like incredible that you and your family are in this compound living the dream.
Yes,
I love
it
so much. It's so cool just it's to so know that. What is something, because you're such like a kind and sparkly person, what's something you feel like your family has taught you about being kind? You know, do you feel like you learned kindness growing up with them?
Oh, yeah. My mom is like the most selfless person ever. That's her middle name. Like she... if you're like cold, she's like, here, take my sweatshirt that I'm wearing for the whole day. Like, we always joke like that she'd be the first person to be like, do you need some blood? Like, here. Like,
she literally sounds like Jesus.
Yeah, she's an angel. But yeah, I definitely learned that from her. My dad is always like big on respect. Like he always taught us like you show up on time or you show up early. And that's gotten me like literally a long way in my career. So I've seen... that the tools that they taught me growing up have actually made my career and my life much better. And treat people with respect and they'll most likely treat you with respect back, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's so beautiful. Do you feel like you're like racking through these lessons now that you have a baby? Like, are you just taking it day by day? Because that must just be so overwhelming to be like...
I can't wait. Everyone's like, enjoy every moment. And I'm like, yes, I'm here. But also I want him to start talking so we can... like, so we can chat it up. Like, I want to know how he feels. I want to know these emotions.
Oh, that'll be so
like,
fun.
I want to teach him how to say thank you. Like, I want him to say yes, ma'am, because I think it's hilarious when, like, a little baby goes, yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's so cute. You have to put that on TikTok.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, I can't wait for that. And you are just always so kind and open. I can't wait to keep listening to your podcast. Everybody subscribe. Thank you for chatting with me again today. And I wish you nothing but the best. Yeah.
You're so sparkly and bright and kind. You're so good with compliments. Thank you.
Oh, well, listen, if you had the full time, I would just keep raining them down upon you. Is it hard for you to take compliments? Like, have you, because you take them so well.
Actually, I wrote a song called Working On It about like trying to be better when people compliment me, trying to be like, thank you, instead of like, ew, no, you know? And it's funny because that's like now it's our podcast theme of like, this is what we're working on.
Yes, it is really hard. Not one person I've asked that question to has said, yep, I'm really good at it. It's just something people have to learn to do.
But we're trying to get better.
You're working on it and you are just bringing so much joy to everybody. So thank you for being you. I'm going to go eat some baby food and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Love you guys. Thank you all.
Love you.
And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week. Meghan Trainor is literally an international superstar, and yet it felt like I was just talking to a friend. I hope you enjoyed our little bonus chat, all that talk of babies actually inspired, your bonus kindness tip of the week. There's a lot adults can learn from babies. Now, some of us are still babies, but you know what I mean. First and foremost, in general, babies don't give a flying poop. Well, they give a lot of poops, if you know what I mean. But literally, they are just themselves 100% of the time. As soon as they come into this world, they focus on their basic human needs. This is something we should all do for ourselves. When we're hungry, we should eat. When babies are hungry, they let you know that you need to feed them ASAP. When we're tired, we should go to bed. When babies are tired, they just conk out wherever they are. Now, I'm not saying you should fall asleep at your desk at work or school. Been there, done that. But I am saying you should listen to your body. And that's something babies do really well. Babies also know how to focus on the joy in life. One thing I've learned is that if you do something that makes a baby laugh or smile, they want you to do it again. You know what I'm talking about. When you make like a silly face or voice, like, hello, to a baby. Oh, wow, I just lost a lot of subscribers, didn't I? I won't do that again, I promise. But whenever you make a funny noise or a weird face or do something that makes a baby laugh and smile, they immediately want you to do it again, right? In fact, that happens a lot with little kids. I know that happens to me. I'll do that and then I'll kind of get stuck in that loop and I keep having to do it and eventually I'm like, oh, I'm tired, but you're so cute. I don't exit that loop until the parents are like, sir, you need to walk away. Not that I'm just like going up to random babies on the street or anything like that. I love how babies truly focus on their joy. When something makes them laugh or smile, they want more and they lean towards that. I think that's how we can all make the world a kinder place, by leaning into the joy. Doing this not only makes us happier, but it starts to change our perspective. It's a long game. As you start to focus on the joy, over time, your perspective will start to see more joy in the world. You will spot like the joyful things and the positive instances in your life versus harping on the negative, which is something we can all do from time to time. So how many of you guys love talking to friends that are really positive? You'll say, how are you? And immediately they're like, ah, everything's amazing. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And it's like a beautiful song of what's going on in their lives. Versus, we all know people that when you ask how they're doing, immediately it's just down into the depths of, you know, like, I got fired. And I mean, you know, it's okay to vent, but we don't want to constantly be focusing on negative things. So train your brain just like your baby is potty trained. Okay, I'm gonna go. Speaking of listening to your body, before I get too weird, I'm hungry, shocker, and I'm gonna go grab a snack. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I am seriously eternally grateful for each and every one of you. I want you to know if you're listening to this right now, you matter to me. You are important. You deserve happiness, and kindness is just around the corner. If you guys have any ideas for kindness tips, I would love to hear them. Please find me on social media at Rob Peter Paul everywhere, or on Instagram, we're at Art of Kindness Pod. I really want to keep our kindness community flowing. There's so many wonderful people in it so far, and I think that we together can change the world and make it a happier place. Oh, audio hug. Until next time, remember, everything's gonna be a-okay.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.